Turn your tax refund into a new bathroom at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh pre-portioned ingredients and With HelloFresh, you get pre-portioned ingredients, seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. We all know home-cooked meals are so much better for you, but you always don't have the time to pull it off. But with HelloFresh, handling all the meal planning, shopping, and most of the prep, it's easier than ever to get dinner on the table quick and painless. Choose from a variety of menu options to suit all your needs and taste. From fit and wholesome, quick and easy, or vegetarian to family friendly, there's something for everyone to enjoy. This is what recently has been so phenomenal about HelloFresh. My 9-year-old Sai has been doing the cooking and loving it. I am more of, usually one of the kids is my sous chef and they actually enjoy it. Now I'm his sous chef. So I handle any of the difficult chopping, but, and I turn on the stove for him, but he'll like put the oil on the things. He'll turn on the oven. He'll put the water in the pot, put the pot on, salt the water, put the noodles in. He is thoroughly enjoying this. And it feels like not only am I teaching him a really great life skill, he's also getting an amazing meal to eat to his family, and that everyone is grateful. So we love HelloFresh in the Tanksley household, and we think you will too. So for free breakfast for life, go to HelloFresh.com/freeargue. One free breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life just by going to HelloFresh.com/freeargue. Again, that's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/freeargue. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is, my husband's over here choking on his breakfast.
I wasn't joking.
It sounds like you're trying to make sure you don't.
I just had stumbled over the words.
We are here today, excited. If you don't know this voice or if you don't know this face, because this is your first time following us, my name is Angel Tanksley, aka
I've been here. What you talking about?
Angel Lakita Moore, aka that chick Angel. Oh, that chick Angel. Boom, boom. She's a host of this hip podcast for the last 8 years. That chick Angel. I didn't know where I was going with that, but I like it. Tell them who you are, baby.
I'm the other host. This is going to cause an argument. Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every single week, and we have been for the past 8 years, almost every single week. we do this podcast every week with our immediate family. First of all, let me tell you what we talk about. We pretty much talk about whatever the hell we feel like it, because we married, and that's what married people do.
Okay.
But we are joined every single week by our immediate family live, okay? They watch us live, unedited, and all that crap before, sometimes even before we turn the lights on. You can be a part of the immediate family. All you gotta do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the low of $5 a month.
Do
and
it.
Join all the fun and be a part of all the extra stuff.
Yeah.
They get Tasted with Tank. They probably hearing this for the first time right now with you, but they get Tasted with Tank episodes a couple days in advance.
Yeah.
They might even get some bloopers and unedited versions. I don't know. It's a little difficult to cut together.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, come on over. It's a good time. We also joined by a wonderful sponsor today. You've already heard from him. HelloFresh.
Yeah.
Just quick side note. I'll say it later on in the episode. Go ahead.
Yes. So make sure with our sponsors, we love it if you decide to give them a try. If there's something that they offer that you're like, I've been needing that. Meal prep is something I think a lot of people be needing. But make sure you use our QR code because it's usually giving you some sort of special offer, discount, and lets them know. I say QR, URL, or promo code. Lets them know that this was a great show to partner with. Oh, okay, and also special shout out to our Patreon. Hi, y'all. We got to spend some quality time with them on Friday, which I be missing. I be missing my quality time with my Patreon. I really do. Mm-hmm. Life just be crazy. We're trying to really figure out this whole dynamic with our social media careers, with my television career. As you all probably know, like, there are so many platforms, and all the platforms kind of change how they allow you to monetize. And while I am an artist and while I'm an entertainer, and I do a lot of this out of the love, we also have to kind of chase down the money as well. Mm-hmm. So just trying to figure out what content needs to be where so I can grow all of my platforms, so Marcus can grow all of his platforms, is more than a notion. So we trying to get it together. But Patreon, we thoroughly enjoy the relationship we have with them.
Yeah, and we be trying to give them as much as we can. Due to a busy summer, it was
just
the normal stuff. It was a little off, but we trying to get back to it.
But also, was about to say about Patreon. Oh, it was so funny. I told y'all last week or one of these weeks that I had did an interview with Blavity. And that I had mentioned one of my moderators, and she finally read it. She was like, you don't know how much I effing love you. That I only have one more moderator to meet. And Shay, who is in the chat right now, I'm going to let you know something. If I don't meet you at least in the year of 2025, I'm going to know that you're AI and you've been lying to me. Mm-hmm. You're not a real person. That I have been dealing with someone who is AI, okay? And she's not real. That's the last. We have five moderators. Marcus, have you met any? You met?
Yeah, I met you, like.
You only met one.
No, I met more than one.
You met Carmen.
I met others. I don't remember when.
Others?
I thought I did.
No, you haven't met. You haven't met any of the rest of them. Okay, so let's jump into our first topic of the day. And let's do In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
You want me to start it off?
Kick it off.
In My Feelings, if you didn't know what it is.
Oh, said she real and shady.
If you didn't know what In My Feelings is, it is a segment that me and Marcus do where we talk about what's got us feeling good, what's got us feeling some kind of way this week. And let me tell you, what's got me feeling some kind of way is the surgery that I had last week. I shared, we did, so one of the perks of Patreon is on Wednesdays, we do something just with Patreon called Fixing Shit. And that's when we fix something usually at the house in our life. And last Wednesday I had surgery. So I was like, well, guess this is our Fixing Shit. It's a nasal surgery that reduced the size of my turbinates. And if you don't know what those are, you can look it up. It's T-U-R-B-I-N-A-T-E-S. They're in your nose. That is what mucus kind of flows around. And the doctors felt like mine were too big and that it was causing post-nasal drip, which was affecting. Small. No, they did lipo basically on it. They sucked mass out of it.
Sucked mass out of it to make the opening bigger.
To allow more space around the turbinate.
Yeah. Around the turbinate. Gotcha.
So when y'all hear me do that, one, I'm still healing, so more and more mucus is being made, but they're saying if I'm doing that on a regular basis, They were like, one, yours are probably big because you have environmental allergies that only show up like in that way. Mm-hmm. It's making those swollen. Where other people sneeze and get red eyes, yours are probably swollen too from your allergies. Yeah. But anyway.
So Angel had a, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, jump in.
I was just
in.
Saying she had a nose job.
Shut up. Just
put it out there.
My nose. I was very adamant. I said, my nose ain't about to look no different because I like my nose. They were like, no, this is not cosmetic surgery. This is a medical.
Jackson that nose right up.
So it was, you all, I have had two elective procedures, surgeries, major surgeries, right? Where it had to be performed by a doctor. They were for vanity reasons completely. Okay. Recovery was intense. It don't compare to this. This, I give it zero stars. Only one day of recovery was terrible that first day, but it was so bad that I was like,
oh, really?
I'd go back to the other two surgeries and do those again at the same day.
No, you wouldn't.
The difference is that I'm not very mobile with those, but I think the drugs they give me are so strong that, like, other than like the, gotta move. I was in, they told me, they said, it's going to feel like you have strep throat. It's been a long time since I've had strep, though. I don't think I've had strep throat since my 20s. So I think I forgot. Have you ever had strep?
The last time I had it, I think I was still with that first company I worked with out here. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember I lost a bunch of weight because I couldn't eat nothing.
It felt like.
And I take it back. I don't even know if I, was that here or was I still living in Kentucky? I don't remember, but yeah, I've had it and it ain't no fun.
It felt like I had fire. A forest fire in my throat and that the bears in the forest were throwing ninja stars at the back of my throat. And it started right after I had that damn Hailey Bieber smoothie. Yeah. And
that's what it was.
It just was, I was on fire to the point, you didn't see it. Tears were coming out of my eyes. It was so painful. And I was just like, I said, why is this happening? And then just being numbed.
Might as well just, you bet I'll be eating a pineapple and drinking that.
Listen. And then the Marcus saw them numb me. How did that look?
That was horrible. That was absolutely horrible. It was like, I don't know if y'all have ever seen somebody go in like a cave and they enter a real narrow space. And it's like, oh, they can't go. And then they squeeze through and keep going. That's what they did to this chick's nose. And the thing had a camera on it, so you could see the whole thing. And it's like they went into a small space and went through that and kept going and went through another small space. And it looked like they was about to bust out the back of her head.
Yes. Yes. The things that they.
Patreon saw it.
Yes.
We was all in there like. shit.
And that's what he's saying, too. I can hear him.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even hold it in.
And I'm trying to.
And let Patreon see me. And they was like, okay, we all making the same face.
quite literally, I am like beating on the chair to keep myself mm-hmm. from like doing something that will cause them to severely hurt me because I didn't flinch or something. And he's not letting up. The doctor is like, yeah, so we're just going to. And you just be one to be like, can you just give me like a 5 second like. So I'm just tensing up more and more and more.
Yeah. The thing about that is it don't matter how hard you tense, you ain't got no muscles back there that you can control.
Yeah, but like it's
no. That's what I'm saying. That's why he can just keep going. If you was tensing up exterior, he'd be like, I need you to relax. That you know. What I'm
it's
saying?
More so. I was like trying my best not to get my head to like do anything like that because that would have really messed up everything. And then the way he pulled those damn. Cords out of my nose.
He yanked them out like he was unplugging the vacuum.
Yeah, he was like, all right, let's go. No countdown.
Not the proper way. It's when you tired, you just wrap it around your hand from 8 feet away and you yank it out.
Yes. That's exactly. He didn't even say, because y'all know the cords were getting on my nerves, so I tucked them behind my ears. And so he
and
came.
It looked like
he
had oxygen in.
Yes. And my eye had the Forrest Whitaker eye.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, is it my eye supposed to be lazy right now, eyelid? They were like, yeah, just a little droopy. Yeah, that's how you should feel.
They just said, what if my eye stays like this? I said, hey, it worked for some people. No. Laura London, both her eyes ain't open all the way. She pretty as hell.
He surely did say that. And I was like, Why do you know that? Realize Lauren London has the lazy eye.
Smile. I said, how does her and Forrest Whitaker have the same eye and do two completely different things? But she told me that years ago.
That her, I probably
no,
did.
Not her. You was telling me how there's a, like a study that shows scientifically more attractive people, their features are off.
Yeah.
And it the way you look see their face is what makes them attractive, whatever. But
she was so pretty. But yeah, I thought they I kept saying, these pads that you put in are where the inside out people are. They're where anger, disgust.
And people ain't know what the hell you was talking
and,
about, probably.
And envy. No, they understood the reference. They in the headquarters. I said, don't take my dreams. That's what you're trying to take. So anyways, excuse me. Sorry, I can't help it. That's I apologize. I'm still drinking.
How long is it before you can blow your nose?
I can't remember if they said wait until I get back to them.
I thought it was like a certain amount of days.
I thought it was 5 days too, but I think when I called.
I'm sorry, you told me 5 days, I think.
On the paperwork, it says 5 days. Oh, okay. I think when I called and said, so I blew my nose 6 times on accident, on purpose. She was like, okay, try not to do it again until we, I think she said until we see you,
which is not until the 11th. Probably because you blew it so many times. It's like, well, don't blow it no more until we see you. Before, you only had 5 days, but you done blew it 9 times.
Right.
Now you can't blow it till we see you next year.
No, we'll see them on, actually, I think my appointment's on the 11th, which is Wednesday when this episode goes up. So Patreon will be fixing shit in my nose yet again. Okay, what's up with you, boo-boo?
Oh, shit, I done forgot. What's got me in my feelings?
Mine is the 18th, so not this week. Sorry, y'all.
This dude just called me again.
It's the car people?
Yeah. This is what got me in my feelings. Just happened this morning. So where I take my truck to get oil change, I usually like dealing with only one person. Because that means, you know, you build rapport. And then there was a couple of dudes I worked in there with. I ain't like dealing with this dude. The one time I had to go up there, I was having some issues. He dug into the system, found some warranties that I didn't even know about. He was like, oh, you got this and that. I'm like, these other assholes would have never did that. So when I pull up, usually there's like some retired old man out there. He only thing he's doing is putting paper down and finding your paperwork, letting the people know who's there. So I pull up and park, and I get there early or whatever because I'm just leaving my truck. To do so they can do the oil change. They look at all the other crap too. So I pull up. I see a elderly man. He's like, hey, you got a, got an appointment? Or you? He asked me a couple questions. I said, yeah, I got an appointment for oil change. He's like, oh, okay, let me go see. So he gets paperwork. I'm like, cool, they're going to go in there. I'm going to see the dude that I like dealing with. Mm-hmm. Turns out the dude that's out there walking around, he's working. He's now behind the desk. So I'm like, so I walk in and I see the dude that I usually deal with. He's like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, hey, how's it going? Then he kind of looks at me. He's like, make sure he doesn't forget about you. Whatever. So that's when I realized, oh, I'm dealing with him and not the dude that I like dealing with. So he goes back there. He starts typing all, you know, information up and stuff. And I'm looking and I see this Trump 2024 sticker. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you. Not that that's going to matter. You know, that don't matter. But I'm like, I don't even want to deal with you. So then I hear the other guy that I like dealing with talk to some people, Latino dude. He's talking to some people that he's helping. Look over there, he got the same damn stick on his, his cubicle too. But this damn vehicle, that's got me annoyed. I don't think businesses that serve the public should be allowed to put up anything political. Like, I don't want to see that.
Mm-hmm. Listen, we experienced it. We never put that up, and we got. I need to edit that footage. I need to. When you went and got your back,
double cracked.
What was it called?
Where's our left footage?
In my phone.
Ring dinger. He's playing. I think he's riding that fence. He's on that fence with the. I don't know. Ain't no telling.
Nah.
He's the most liberal MAGA dude you ever.
You said liberal. What?
Shut up, liberal.
Thank you. No, yeah. Don't tell me shut up. I want to make sure.
He delivers liberty. Liberal.
Liberal?
Liberal, yeah.
He don't seem liberal at all. This man was supposed to be helping people get licensed to do chiropractic, and he is doing a sermon
he's
like, and then the wife is now a lesbian. He's dead. He's showing them a picture of him in the coffin.
Pictures. He's got us all in these people's business.
Yes.
He don't like white people.
Oh, yeah. He said that multiple times.
He can't stand white people. I'm like, well, from the looks of it.
It wasn't that he had any political things up, but he had the Blue Lives Matter sign up. Yeah,
and a bunch of American flags.
But they were all the Blue Lives Matter flags.
Yeah, they were. They were. But he's, I think, was he retired?
Yeah, he was retired police officer. But it's kind of
like, but he also holds church in his office.
That lets you know he's not liberal. That's typically a sign that... I was like, wait a minute, are these people getting licensed to do chiropractic? And you're
he was doing, he was preaching.
Yes, but that's, they were there for relicensing. That's what you're not understanding.
All right.
He was there.
Relicensing and hurting and holding a sermon all at the same time.
Yeah, and you know, this is another example of how you know he's not liberal. He was still giving out tracts. I know our Patreon that are church folk know the tracts.
I didn't know what they was called.
Yes, they're called tracts. The little bitty booklets.
No, he wasn't black.
He was Asian. No, he's Hawaiian.
Black. Hawaiian.
And like Japanese. He was, they're little comic books almost. And they're always very dreadful because the person is about to go to hell at the end of it. And then they give their life to Christ. And this is what people used to give out. My sisters used to give them out. I used to give them out when we were doing outreach. We would give them out to people to scare them into the love of Jesus Christ.
We're going to terrify you into it. We can't torture you into believing no more. So now we're just going to scare you into believing it.
So he was like, oh, this is one of my, this is my favorite track. I said, you giving out tracks? He's like, yeah. You know, got to spread the love of Jesus Christ, the salvation.
The hatred this man I'm gonna say hatred. I was gonna take it back, but it's staying. Hence for white people.
He's like, oh, you know, I just, you know, what did he say?
I wanted to be like, easy, all right? Your people did all right with them. It was mine that should have all the issues.
No, he's like, no, listen, if he part Japanese, he's I think he might have said audacity or the privilege. I was like, look at you. He just thought he could be real loose with us.
He was loose as hell.
He didn't know if Marcus was biracial. Hey, my mom's white.
He'd been like, well, sorry to hear it. Anyway, get on this table. Let me see if I can almost paralyze you but help you.
And not only that. So I'm trying to record and not get this big ass flag in there.
You couldn't avoid it. If you missed the big one, you was going to get a small one.
He had about eight.
And the place is smaller than his office. It's so small.
But that's what's got you your feelings. Businesses, and then
damn vehicles, man. Vehicles are trash. That's why I like old school. We be having issues. Vehicles,
and they be
I hate new vehicles. The issues we be having with these newer cars, I do not have with cars made in the 60s.
Well, it's because the
60s built good, racist, strong ass, segregation ass cars.
Of the computers. I hate that the cars are computers now.
The shit that's going around with your Escalade ain't computer. That's bad design. Okay. That's bad engineering.
Okay.
Like on the hardware. This dude literally just told me you got to replace your lug nuts. I'm trying to minimize the editing. Uh-huh. Replace lug nuts. That's the dumbest thing. That's almost like somebody tell you, even if, I don't even know, like the lug nut and the engine block is like, the engine block goes bad before the lug nut. I told him, I said, I got two cars, what? That hold your tires on. Oh, are people asking?
Kennedy was asking what.
Oh. Yeah, the thing, the bolts that hold your tire on, those are lug nuts. I got two cars made in the 60s. They both got original lug nuts on it. That makes absolutely no sense. He was like, yeah, it's really stupid the way these are made because it's got this, and then it's got a cap that goes on it. I'm like, show me all of this. I want to see what's messed up about these damn lug nuts.
That's how much extra was that going to cost?
Lug nuts ain't nothing.
Just hate the fact that he said it.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, lug nuts? Exactly, because apparently on this dumbass truck, they get worn out for some reason. Because it's a two-part system. It's not just one solid piece, one solid nut. Like, it should go on there. Oh, it's luxury, so let's put some blah, blah, blah. Stupid-ass shit.
All right. So what's got me feeling? Well, it's got me feeling good, but also a little bit sad. You guys, this is an update that we didn't tell you all. Our niece daughter got a new job.
Said she didn't want to work with us anymore.
She said,
she got a new job.
Yuck, you guys.
She said, screw you, I'm out.
Yeah, she was like, couldn't wait to get away from you all. No, we have been encouraging Kennedy for at least, it's been a, I don't know how many months, at least 6 months, if not more.
Eight.
Yeah, it's been since last year, actually. We've been encouraging Kennedy as she's growing up and becoming an adult. Well, she is an adult, that she needed to get an even better job.
Yeah.
Like, this is a cool job. It's actually, while at times it can be like a lot, at other times it is easy breezy. Like, when we were gone for the summer, Kennedy would come, make sure our house was still there. Mm-hmm. She kept the dog, but there wasn't a whole lot other than like posting the podcast for us. And then there are days where it's like, okay, girl, I have something for Delta, Jack and Jill, and I have an audition. I need you to help me with all of those. And Marcus needs you to shoot content with them. And however, there are things that once you become a certain age that you need to be wanting for yourself, mm-hmm. like benefits. Mm-hmm. Our company does not offer benefits
at
currently.
All, and we far from it.
Yeah, we are not right close now, to getting it.
Anybody thinking you want to work with us, which you ain't going to get. It's benefits from us. We are not doing that well.
And just to be able to, you know, eventually she wants to be able to have her own place. And while I think our company will one day get to the place where we'll be able to offer somebody a lot of those things.
Not this year.
It was not going to be soon enough. Yeah. So since last year when, her moving situation and where she was going to live changed, we were just like, start looking for some work. And she was like, well, what about you guys? I said, girl, we'll be fine. We will be okay. I was like, you have to think about yourself.
You got sisters, we ain't worried about you.
We were like, you got to start thinking about yourself. Like, you really need to put yourself in the best position possible. So this week, is the second to last week. She'll be next week, will be her last week with us. Mm. So we're excited because she is moving into the type of position that I would have wanted our job to spring her into.
Yeah.
Being able to go ahead.
No, that's been our hope for anybody that works with us is like, we want you to work for us and do well. And outgrow this position and move on.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, again, we ain't big enough to be promoting people.
Listen.
You ain't going to get no. You might get the bonus or something, but you ain't going to get no goddamn promotion.
So Kennedy will have worked for us exactly a year, and now she is moving on to a bigger and better job. So I am, thank you. We are so absolutely proud of her. Proud.
Yeah.
So that's what's got me feeling good is that the work experience that she had here in other places was enough on her resume along with her interviewing skills for them to be like, she know what she doing. Mm-hmm. Did you have to show them any of content that you've made?
I did.
Did you show them stuff that you made with Marcus?
Yeah, I know that's a bigger company. Tell them, hey, I'm available. I'm a good talent, all right?
A talent? You don't even know if they might be selling dildos, would you?
If they paying right, no, I'm going to be on the box.
No, the hell you wouldn't.
Do you want to get stretched?
No.
Get the Stretch Master 6000.
But we will not be replacing Kennedy. We're going to leave this position open for a little bit of time. Just as we begin, like I said, we're just trying to figure some things out as far as in how we want to run things. So you won't have that extra voice from anybody for a while. We have to talk to you. Remind me that we need to talk to you after this. I'm just proud. We've been able to pay the salary for an assistant for 2 years.
That was some change.
Yes. And And we
two and a half years actually.
We're not paying pennies now.
No.
Now we also ain't paying like
You ain't gonna retire off it. Not in California.
Right.
Because actually you could in other states.
Yes. In other states.
Other states
oh, you'd be, yeah, yeah, you be happy. And you get in that apartment that
happy
you got.
As hell. But yeah, you ain't gonna retire. But yeah, like 2.5 years we done had somebody. We've been paying people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't feel good not to give that money out.
No. Listen, the IRS is also looking at us like, hey, when you going to file to give us the money?
It's almost December. We still.
Yes. Yeah.
They're sitting there looking like the Spice Adams.
Yeah. I need you to hit them up. Put that on your to-do list this week. Hit them up. So what's got you feeling good?
Oh, well. Did I talk about my back last week?
I don't think so.
Y'all been doing physical therapy. As a lot of y'all know, I had a back injury this past summer. Been dealing with it. Still dealing with it, actually. I still got some things going wrong. But let me tell you what the hell. It's going to sound like it's got me in my feelings, but it don't. Is I'm doing physical therapy. The shit that they have me doing is absolutely insane.
Yes, yes.
I'm like, my workouts have never been this hard. In the past, I was like, all right, I'm going to try to do physical therapy early, and then I'll work out later on in the day. That's my workout for that day is physical therapy. And I have noticed my mobility. I did Top Golf yesterday. That's the first time, you know, I haven't touched a golf club since April, March or April. Sucked.
That's all right, but you didn't hurt yourself. I forgot the thought of, I knew where you were going. I knew what you were doing. I never even thought to think, because your back has been doing so well.
Yeah.
How did your body do with it?
I don't know. And trust me, I went into it slow.
Good.
Went out there, did a couple swings, like, all right. But the shit that I've been doing in physical therapy, I was like, no, I'm good. Like, and somebody was like, hey, let's do a couple rounds of CrossFit. Bet. That ain't nothing compared to what I've been doing.
With no weights.
With no weights. No, they got me doing weights.
Oh, they got you?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
And that's the thing. And I told them, I said, so was this challenge? Is this a challenge for y'all? Y'all see what I'm doing? Is like, because I said, put me with somebody new last week. And I was telling you, I was like, yeah, they saw how like hard, because I had to pull back. Because I'll go 100% when I'm working out, 100% every rep, every set. And I said, let me stop, because I'm in here to get better. I don't need to be in here. I shouldn't be dripping wet. Ain't nobody else in here dripping wet. Why am I in here like I'm really doing CrossFit or something? Look, I ain't never done CrossFit day in my life.
I have. It's great. It's hard.
Yeah, and it seems like the type of thing I would like. And she got me doing this, doing some stuff. And it's like, yeah, so she started off with the weight. After I did the first set, she can grab here. You can do it this one. Grab the heavier weight, because I had 3 sets to do. Yeah, here, you can do it. I said, do y'all enjoy this shit?
They're like, yes, Uncle Marcus, keep going.
Yeah, they call me Uncle Marcus because one of my nieces got me in there. But that's what's got me feeling good, y'all. Like the mobility that I'm slowly getting back. Not even slowly. The mobility that I'm getting back, I feel a lot. I'm doing 1,000 times better than this summer. Like.
Oh yeah, I'm so happy for you. It's so funny, Bree, my content manager, she hit me up and was like, so how's Marcus's back? What can we do? I was like, he's still in physical therapy, so just give me a moment. But don't worry,
I ain't gonna ever know.
Yeah, I will.
No, you won't either.
Yes, I will.
You're like, I'll be for the next 3 years. Are you going physical therapy?
Because you know I know the person who got you in there.
She ain't always there.
That's all right. She knows who's the clients there and who's actively there.
I will pay her.
I'll pay her more.
You won't know how much I'm paying.
You ain't got to worry about it. She got it. Like, she has an affinity to me.
Shut up.
Listen, also, you remember, the insurance is under my name, so insurance will tell me the truth.
All right. I'll go somewhere different. I'll go get some insurance. I pay that much money. Cobra, come over here and charge me $9,000 a month.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. But yeah, no, I am really happy for you. I know that was a struggle this summer, mentally, physically.
That shit was awful.
It was a lot. I know it. So
that was, God dang.
I am.
It's PTSD just thinking about it, for real. Every morning, every night, while I'm asleep.
I am so happy for you. You look great. I'm glad you're feeling great. Getting back to my old man. Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I'd be like, there you go.
Angel, come out here.
Don't be coming on here with me. Don't do that. I'm not here for it.
Put your damn finger down.
I'll smack you. You want to do another segment or jump into our main convo?
Huh?
Do you want to do another segment or
jump into the main convo?
How you not hear that fast? The ice was still rattling in your head.
You said, yeah, me or jump into the main convo. I didn't hear you.
I didn't say, yeah. I did not. So we're going to give y'all some other life updates. So today, Lala completed her first day of training. So this has been, the trainer was referred to me.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a lot of miscommunication happening. And I was like, I'm about to fire this man, but I don't already paid him. And he's black, so I be trying to support black businesses.
It's Patrick Cloud. He's just a little
Patrick
browner.
Patrick Cloud just was browner, thinner, and a dog trainer.
Yeah. Patrick is, me and him, we the same complexion?
No, he's lighter than
is
you.
Is he lighter? So Patrick's like 275. I'm like 285, 290. The
Patrick
trainer.
Is not 275.
Temperature wise.
Oh, okay. Temperature, not pounds.
Yeah. Fahrenheit.
Uh-huh.
275. I'm about 285, 290. The trainer's what? 302?
Yeah. He's a browner. When I tell you, Lala was like, who the F is this? Get away. Now, I have a very friendly dog.
Which is weird, because anybody can walk in that house.
Very friendly. She was like, no. And I know exactly what it was. Because we and her outside, we're waiting for him to show up. He walks up, or he parks in the driveway, and he walks up and gives his attention to her immediately.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, nah, pimp player. Don't nobody do that.
Yeah, nobody do that.
No. People come in.
Something's off.
Right. She knew immediately. People come to the house to see us. They hug us. They hug the kids. They hug Marcus. Then they acknowledge her. So his energy being directed down to her, she started growling at him.
She growled?
She started barking. She's like, rrr, rrr. I said, wow. Wow. He was like, you got to get her around people more. I said, people come to this house all the time. Mm-hmm. He was like, well, she's comfortable here. She is here, though. Yeah. She's here now. She's not comfortable with you, okay? And I'm trying to figure out if the Lord is trying to speak through my dog and say I should trust you.
Because I wouldn't trust Patrick around no dog. he just, I don't know. I'm like, Patrick, what happened to my dog? You know, I tried gave him a little dish and... It's been acting weird ever since, man.
And she would have possibly did really. She ended up doing well with me. She just could not take him
y'all,
at all.
It's really not Patrick. He's very Patrick-esque.
Yes. No, yeah, it's not actually Patrick Cloud. It's a man with a lock ponytail on his head. Yeah. Like, his locks were just kind of like tossing his head. And he's very California. He's like, yeah, I had to get some dogs that, you know, the fires. You smell the fires? They're in the Redlands. I had to go and what do they call when they make the people leave? I had to go and evacuate.
What's that? Remember the video? The evacuations? The black dudes, they was like, yeah, we just sit here and watch the evacuations.
Speaking of that, when I tell you this man was jacking up some words, that dude that was here at the trainer.
Oh, was he?
He was like,
it's
go
Patrick.
Get her
His
some
name is now Patrick.
Go get her some rotisserie chicken. Go get her some rotisserie chicken from like Costco.
I'd have been like, time, stop. Say that again.
Yeah, he said, I said rotisserie. He said, yeah. He's like, I don't eat meat. That's not
again.
A reason. That's not a reason to not say it right. And he also said something else that
nice
made me.
Sisker. Like, what? You mean vehicle? Yeah, I don't have a license. I don't drive.
He said something else that made me go, oh my God, what have I done? What is happening? But once, oh man, I think it was apprehensive or something like that, that he was.
Epiphysis.
It was just like, are you high right now? Can you tell me?
He does
this?
His best work when he high.
Can you tell me?
Like, train the hell out of me.
She was so happy to see Marcus when he finally walked in. She was just like, ah, because she did the thing. Him trying to get to her, what she do? She released on the floor. She ended up peeing. I said, yeah, well, I knew that was going to eventually happen. She does not feel comfortable. She would turn back and look at me. Like, I said, you want me to save you, huh? I said, but it's okay. I promise. She just keep looking at me like.
Like, it's the third time I'm getting given away again.
And I was like, no, it's fine. It's fine. So once Marcus got there, and him and Marcus were having this conversation about dogs.
Yeah.
She was doing, I took her off to do like the training that he was teaching me. And she was hitting them things. And I said, yeah, you just need him because you trying to make sure he's not about to assault you. She's like, I don't know if he's a predator. I don't know. And she could smell because he's a round dog. She's like, you 50 dogs right here. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you about to kill me or what. But we got her into her, like she, I think she's about to know how to just go into her crate without us throwing her in there and sit. Lay. Now, that's not really what I wanted to work on, but I was just like, let's just get this done. We have four more sessions, but I figured you could tell them the next life update.
I don't want to. Y'all, we getting another dog.
Tell them when.
Get another dog sometime this coming weekend.
What's the baby's name gonna be?
Castle.
And he's so pretty. He's little. Well, he's actually big.
Yeah, he's little right now.
He's big little. He's already bigger than Lala.
Yeah, so I settled on. I'm getting another. Connie Corso.
Oh my god, he's so cute.
His daddy's big as shit.
Yes, he's gonna be so big.
His mom was on the smaller side for Connie Corso. His dad is on the, in my opinion, a little bit too large side. So hopefully that'll make the perfect size. When I say large, not fat, just big. Like the dog is tall and thick.
He's gonna love me. He's gonna love me. I'm his mama.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Just something that needed to be done. Wanted more security around the house. And from my past experience with my Connie Corso, they offer excellent family comfort and protection.
Are you gonna crop this dog's ears?
They're already cropped.
In the picture you showed me, were they cropped?
No.
No, okay, so but they are already. So we ain't got to go through that painful.
No.
Side note, you all are just going to hear this. Kennedy, make sure you call that vet office today to get them to switch the thing. Oh.
No, at the time, who said it? Johnique, at the time, at one point in time, I did think about getting two dogs. It wasn't going to be Connie Corso. I think it was two giant schnauzers.
Mm-hmm.
And their names was going to be Castle and Kingdom. But no, I've had the name Castle in my head for the past probably about 3-4 months after I put my first Connie Corso down. I was like, my next dog's not going to be, his name's going to be Castle.
Yes, he's black.
Yeah, he's black. Between black and blue. His mom is like solid, like.
He's so cute.
Like space black and shiny. And the dad is blue, but he's on the darker side of blue.
You got to put a picture in Patreon so they can see what he looks like. Family portraits. Oh, my God. I can't. Just to see him in a big old red bow tie.
Yeah, so blue. Somebody's asking blue. Blue is like that grayish look, color that you see on some dogs. That's actually called blue and not gray.
So he'll get to be in the house a little bit more in the beginning, which is great.
Yeah. And also, like, even once he gets older, I want a dog like that. Because before, like, Supreme was outside most of the time, I would like a dog like that inside a lot, too. Like, keep him clean enough to be inside.
That doesn't make me happy, but it's fine. I'm excited for the, first of all, the boys are going to lose it. The boys don't know. They have no idea.
They're
going to
be excited for a solid 3 days.
No, because they really, first of all, they actually get a lot of joy out of walking Lala. Kai does not mind the fact that Lala is his alarm. She comes up there, jumps in his bed first, and wakes her up. They've been doing a great, I won't say great, great, but they've been doing a good job of water and food. First of all, please go ahead. Let them know. About how we've been doing as puppy owners.
They have been doing okay. They've been, like, the kids, they still have to be reminded.
Yeah, no, of course.
They
and
constantly
kids.
Have to be reminded. But they've been doing, Angel has been on top of it, and I've been on top of it, making sure that they give the dog, well, I've been on top of give the dog food and water. Angel makes sure she gets walked, for the most part. Me is food and water. I'm like, the dish should never be dry.
No, this is the thing, and I'm glad he said it. I was, the food part, I purposefully, because at first I was doing great, I purposefully was like, I need this thing to get dry and stay dry for a little bit because I'm trying to time out her poops.
Yeah.
And so he just gave us another technique. He was like, I don't want you to feed her from the bowl until we're done with her training. He was like, you feed her her meals from her hand, from your hand, excuse me.
Girl, them turtles been gone.
Oh, Zach and KJ, they are living in a
great
house
life.
In Malibu, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The Malibu in the sky. Yes, Kennedy threw them out of the car somewhere, I think.
No, she didn't. She dropped them off at a shelter that takes in turtles and amphibians and crap.
Yes.
Hold on. Is a turtle amphibian or reptile?
Reptile.
Reptiles.
A frog is an amphibian. Amar plays so well with Lala. Like, that's his girl. I mean, and he be talking to Lala. Ah! I mean, runs.
Yeah, they get the zoomies every damn night.
Together. And the boys, I'm excited to train them on my training because I think that's the part that they'll actually like is like getting her to do things on command and her understanding. So, but with Castle, I am so ecstatic. Ecstatic. Is it ecstatic or ecstatic? Ecstatic. In ecstatic.
You put some stuff on the beginning that don't go either.
Ecstatic. Ecstatic. I am happy about this dog. Why does it frustrate you that I'm excited about the doggy?
Hopefully you treat this one better than the last one.
Who did I treat terribly?
Supreme. You didn't care nothing about Supreme.
I did care about Supreme. Supreme was a jackass at times.
No, he wasn't.
To me.
When?
This is what I mean by jackass. Supreme would put his slobber on me.
That's love.
I don't want it.
Yeah, you do.
I don't want it.
As far as he knows, that Supreme, is absolute love.
Supreme also one day tried to go with me somewhere. And got in my truck and would not get out of my truck.
Because he didn't want you to leave the house because you were leaving him.
Leaving him?
Yeah.
You had already left.
He knew I was going to leave. I left every day because I had to go to work.
And actually, I treated him very well. I'm the one who took him to get his ears cropped. I'm the one who took him back for all of his checkups.
He didn't want his ears cropped? What you do that for?
You jackass. But Xavier, the sun rises in the moon rise from me with Xavier. That's what it's going to be with me. And also, Supreme came around right after I had my first real child. So it was going to be very hard for him to compare to my little Marcus.
He deserves so much better. That's why I ain't liked none of Angel's dogs since. Supreme deserves so much better. He protected that family. X didn't do nothing. He was just taking up space.
X did a lot.
Callie wasn't crap.
Callie was amazing. Callie was amazing. She was an amazing dog.
Callie
that
was a rat
bitch.
With a collar.
And why didn't you tell me that our son touched a dead squirrel? I just want y'all to know, I didn't know that Belle had touched a dead squirrel until Marcus was like, here, I'm about to post this video. And I said,
I told you the day before. I said, oh, I got something to tell you. But you was either on the phone or you was looking at something.
Then don't tell me in the day before. When did he touch the squirrel? How many days before that?
He touched the squirrel last month.
He touched a dead squirrel, and I adjusted.
You act like you could have prevented it.
I could have checked his fingers. I could have bleached his fingers.
He had licked anything off his face. He didn't tell me till like 30 minutes after he had done it.
I approached him about it today in the car. If y'all didn't know, first of all, if y'all don't know about this story that we're telling you about, it's because you're not following my husband on Instagram. Follow him at Marcus Ain't on the Gram on Instagram. Marcus Ain't on the Book on Facebook, and Tank Don't Talk on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Y'all know me, that chick angel, across the board, other than Twitter, where I ain't ever over there anyways. But anywho, I said to Amar, did you touch a dead squirrel? And Cy was like, it's either a squirrel or a chipmunk. I said, Amar, did you touch a dead squirrel? He was like, no. But I did touch a dead chipmunk. And I was like, don't touch any. I said, why would you do that? He was like, I don't, basically, like, I don't know. And I said, well, I need you not to touch dead animals. I was like, no chipmunks, no squirrels, no rats, no bats, no dead dogs, no dead tigers, no dead coyotes, no dead lions. And he's kind of laughing as I'm doing the list. And I said, you understand me? He was like, yeah. He's like, oh, and no dead snakes. Those two. Yes, I'm glad you know.
I should have told him, don't touch no live ones either. Because the ones that's alive that's letting you touch them is a problem.
Yes. And
that's more of a threat than the dead. You can touch the dead one all day. He dead.
Kai was like, well, Lala ate a dead baby lizard. And I said, are you trying to be like Lala? He was like, no. I said, what is it with all these dead animals? What is going on?
That yeah. thing was
it was
stiff as this goddamn.
I know. It didn't even look like a Ice Age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it was like mm-hmm. right. It was still in the ice. Yeah. Terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, he went up, he came up and he's like, yeah, I touched him, try to wake him up. I said, what? I said, let me make sure this thing is at least still closed up.
It was closed up. Its mouth was open though.
He was hot.
That's what it looked like. So are you going to do formal training with this dog, or are you just going to train it based on?
It depends. It depends on for the first couple of months of how he's taking the stuff that I, because I've never had a formally trained dog. I train my dogs just myself off what I know. And X was okay. Supreme was better. Like I could walk him off leash in public. He would stay beside me. It was never any tension on the leash. As long as my dogs come to me when they're supposed to, set, and don't run off of me, that's all I need. I don't need all the extra stuff.
But the problem is, I need them to do that with me.
Because you got to do the same stuff as me then. So I got to train you.
No, would it?
You don't train the dog, you train the human.
Just train the human. The difference is, this Marcus is going off of just his energy alone is what they're following. And I'm
you
like.
You have an energy. You A type A.
Yes, but my energy is my energy. Your energy is your energy.
Don't suck. No. It depends on, like, again, how well he is taking to the stuff that we're doing, like us as a family is doing in the house. But I don't mind getting formally trained and maybe some attack training too. Who knows?
Oh, then Marcus would be all about that. Kill, boy. Yeah.
Nah, look, I done seen these people training these dogs, and I'm like, Supreme actually protecting little Marcus. Attacked a dog, a pit bull before. After seeing your dog go ape shit like that, it makes you look at a side arm sometimes.
You might try like to do that dog, to me.
Yeah, I know. I was like, now you can handle your own. Like, see what you did at that pit. Like, hey.
And that's what him and the trainer were talking about were Borbles. And the trainer was like, yeah, if that dog gets on somebody that's an intruder, he's like, you're not going to be able to get that dog
right.
off.
I said, I don't need a 250-pound dog walking around the press. That's me. Yeah. I don't need another me walking around. Yeah, you know how big like turds is going
to
be?
Yes, and you're going to have to take grocery bags to get them up.
Shovel. So the kids is going to do that because Marcus sucked at that at the last house. But
he was young. I mean, we got to understand. We got young.
But, yeah, kids. So that's the update. I've enjoyed this freedom. This is the first time I haven't had a dog since 2003.
Yeah, since we were together.
The first time I haven't had a dog, and I've enjoyed this freedom thoroughly.
I don't know why you need it. You're married. You don't have freedom.
Going out of town, we ain't getting no crazy ass phone calls.
We're not going to, because we now have the money to hire someone to house it.
Then I got to do that whole regimen. So with Supreme, I would have to, whoever hell, it could be a complete stranger. I would have to have them come
over. We don't need a, we still got Kennedy.
I know, but listen, let me finish. Touch your mouth.
Go ahead, tap my hand.
I would have somebody come over once a day every week. The first 2 days, like let's say it was Monday and Tuesday, I would take him for a walk and I would have them with me. And then by Wednesday, I would have them walk him Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Like, you come over and walk him by yourself so he gets used to that person. And it worked. But then it was a couple of times we couldn't get people, and we had to take him to PetSmart, and they were in fear of their lives. That was their fault, though. I told them how to warm up, but they didn't want to listen. But anyway, this is where we are.
Excuse me. Oh, sorry. We have, listen, Nia's eventually going to move back. She loves good dogs. She loves good dogs.
When's she coming back?
Probably not. She got to be there for another year, right? She got to be there for another year. We got Nia. I mean, not Nia. What's that child's name? We got Kennedy.
Kennedy. Reagan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They you know, they love dogs more than they love their own lives.
Madison held the most mature conversation with me last time I seen her.
Really?
She's never opened up like that with me.
The baby.
Yes. No, she, I was just like sitting there talking to her, and I'm like, thought to myself, I've never heard you say this much before.
Fill out her application for Delta Gems. No, she didn't.
Y'all, we talking about family right now. We just completely stared.
We talking about Kennedy's siblings. So, yeah, no, I feel way more confident than what I did before. And also now I know how to use the app Rover. And I feel actually really good about Rover. You know, that's where I was taking Lottie Dottie.
What's the Rover?
Rover is an app where you can find dog sitters.
Oh, okay.
And so I wasn't, you know, I wouldn't leave her at home. I would take her to the those people's house. Yeah. And they would treat her better than we did.
I remember that. Somebody asked, did I tell him why? I don't know if you're referring to my dog going to PetSmart.
No, she's talking about telling Amar why not to touch Did. No, I didn't tell him why. My why was stop touching.
Yeah, why? Because I said so.
Stop touching these damn dead ass animals.
At least he didn't carry it back home. Daddy, look, he won't wake up.
I would have to give up my child. I'd be like,
hold on,
Amar.
Let me press it. Say it again.
I'd be like, oh my God. So we no longer have Amar.
He probably ate some goldfish after he touched that damn thing.
The life of being a boy mom. Lord help me.
You lucky we ain't got no like East Coast yard.
Yes. Oh, yuckity, yuck, yuckity, yuck, yuck. Well, this has been fun.
Has it?
Yeah. So those are some of our life updates. Again, what?
Guess what's going to happen toward the end of this year, beginning next year? We probably going to get some more tattoos.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just thought about that.
We really absolutely.
That got too much going on. I don't give a damn about no tattoos.
I don't know what made that come up in your mind. I plan on getting my tattoo this year. I'm tired of waiting. I'm also going to lose some weight. That's great, too. Look at that. Look at all the wonderful things that are happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so formatting for the show. Hopefully you all like that format. What we decided is that we wanted the podcast to feel way more conversational. We were actually having a conversation on Here's the Thing, and we were talking about Smartless. Smartless is a podcast with three famous white dudes. The dude from Ozark, the dude from Arrested Development, the dude from Will and Grace. That's how I know their names. Don't know their real names. Ron Arnett, I think is one.
And it's Ozark. Marty from Ozark.
There you go.
Yeah.
That was his name. And there are people who love, their show is very famous. I have never listened to a full podcast. I watched the documentary on HBO and I said, how the hell? These are four very anxious white men. Yes, Jason Bateman.
I do know his name. I don't know why I said Marty. Jason Bateman.
And I know him was
and
like,
Jim Carrey, Tom Hanks.
Podcast. I was like, can just be conversation. And I said, I think you and I would do better with that versus topic, especially 8 years in.
Yeah, we
topic
can just
of the day is when you're 8 years in, it's like we've covered a lot of topics. Yeah. So it'll be more conversation, more chemistry, and I think that allows us to have a better flow. So we would love to hear what you all thought of this episode. So while you might not be able to get like nuggets all the time, I feel like you will still be entertained. And a podcast, hopefully, will be getting you through your day, whether it be a commute, doing laundry, doing dishes. That's when I like to put on stuff that...
Sex.
No. No.
Hey, some people, they got to take their mind off things to keep things going.
I feel like my voice would be so distracting.
I know mine would. It's disgusting. But that means, you know, some people, it helps you keep going. Women don't have a problem. Men, sometimes we need a distraction. Little known fact. I don't know how many of y'all women know that. Sometimes, hey, to stay in there, we need a distraction. Think about something that you're not too fond of.
Oh, no. No, I want you thinking about me the entire time.
All right. Yeah, I can. I'm like, you know, she really pissed me off. Oh, I can't stand when she does that bullshit. It might buy you another 2-3 minutes.
Well, your thing goes soft, and then who wants it?
That ain't happened either.
Anywho.
Can't speak on this, Angel. You have no idea.
So we'll still have segments at the top, but instead of topic of the day, it'll be conversation of the day, kind of. And I feel like it allows Marcus to flow more in the way that he prefers to flow. And a little more banter between the two of us. How did this feel? Did it feel okay to you today? All right. It felt great to me. Hell. Again, thank you to our sponsor, HelloFresh. You please use the promo code FREEARGUE or ARGUEFREE. It's ARGUEFREE to get free breakfast with every box for the life of your membership. And again, follow my wonderful husband, where?
Marcus Ann on the gram, on Instagram. Marcus Ann on the book on TikTok and Tank Don't Talk. I mean, Marcus Ann on the book on Facebook and Tank Don't Talk on TikTok. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. And you go to manshyt.com and check it out. And over on Tanksley TV on YouTube, Tasting with Tank is back.
Season three.
First episode went up this past Friday.
With Melanie Goosebag.
It was a great episode. We on there chit-chatting and talking. It was a good time. And there's plenty more episodes, y'all. I'm still recording. I got most episodes I still need to record, but I got a few already recorded and edited, and they're going to be going up every Friday.
You can follow me at That Chick Angel TV on YouTube, where you can also watch this podcast. You can follow me at That Chick Angel on Instagram, That Chick Angel TV on TikTok, and That Chick Angel on Snapchat. If you want day in the life stuff, I'll be doing vlogs on TikTok, smaller vlogs about bigger moments. I'll be doing more like stories throughout the day on Snapchat. And then hopefully our regular daily vlogs will be coming back to YouTube. I hopefully will have a space in my life to be able to get a bunch of stuff edited so that you all can see some of the things we've been doing throughout the entire year. But we content creators over here. So we're trying to get the content created. So until next time, also Mama Likes will be dropping a box at the end of this year. So get your money ready. It's a box that was supposed to have been dropped at the end of last year, but we're doing it this year and you're going to love it. It's going to be filling your year with affirmations, with loving on yourself the way Mama Likes loves to do. Until next time, you all be blessed.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.